How many of you have ever found yourself in a situation where maybe you've done something or involved in something, or maybe come to believe something, but you're not quite sure that it's right in the sight of the Lord? And you want it to be true, or you want what you're doing to be okay, and you desire it so much that what you do is you go to the Word of God and you look for scriptures to reinforce what you believe or what you're doing. I think we've all done that perhaps at some point in time in our lives, maybe when we're younger Christians or whatever. But that's a very dangerous thing to do, and I'll explain why. This is what the world does. And I've been aware of this recently because of things in the news like the abortion debate and other things involving gay marriage, for example. And there are a lot of arguments where people want to justify abortion or justify gay marriage or other things. And so they put forth scriptures that they have found to make the case that this is okay, this is good, this is okay with God. And there is a major denomination that just recently came out and said that, yes, abortion should be legal and safe and available. A church denomination. I'll say, where did this come from? What scriptures did they find that would justify this? But that's the way the world is. I was also reading some articles relative to the gay lifestyle. And they put forth some scriptures. You know, God is love. Jesus said, love thy neighbor. So as long as you're not doing any harm, as long as you're loving, it's okay. But they leave out all of the other scriptures that are contrary to that. You want to put the first, This is Paul writing to Timothy. He says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, okay, for reproof, which means kind of like a rebuke, setting somebody straight, what you believe is wrong, whatever, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So this is how the Word of God is to be used, okay? For teaching doctrine, for reproof and correction, for instruction in righteousness. Notice what's missing here. It does not say the Word of God is to be used for justification of what you're doing or what you believe, okay? Problem is, a lot of people want their beliefs or their actions to be okay in everybody else's sight, especially in their own. They want to feel that what they're doing or what they believe or what they're saying is okay. So they search for ways to justify what they're doing or what they believe. Now, if that's all you do is look for scriptures to justify your position, you'll be able to find stuff, I'm sure. But what about all the other things that God says? Okay, this is a dangerous path that people can get on, especially Christians. And that's why I mentioned about this well-known denomination that came out for abortion. I don't think anybody here would agree that abortion is a good thing. You're killing a baby. You're snuffing out a life. Something that God has created, okay, and it's in the process of becoming a human being made in the image of God. But yet here's this denomination saying, yeah, it's okay to do that. And the boundaries are being pushed and pushed and pushed. There was a, I think there's a, there was a bill either being discussed or recently discussed in Congress where they were concerned, well, these members of Congress anyway, were concerned about what the Supreme Court might rule, and if they ruled that abortion is no longer constitutional, that it goes back to the states, well, these some of these people in Congress are concerned because they want to maintain abortion, so they want to pass a law. But in that law, they wanted to make it legal that you could abort the baby right up to the time of delivery. And it was in there. And of course, they're trying to sneak these things through. We need to be careful as Christians how we handle the Word of God. And we should not search the Word to justify ourselves or our positions or our actions. What we should do is search the Scriptures to see overall what does God say about certain things. Whether it's what I believe or what I'm doing, what does God say in His Word? This is from Hebrews. It says, "For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from His sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account." The Word of God is living, sharper than any two-edged sword. If we are open to what the Word of God truly says, not trying to search for Scripture to justify our position, what we say, what we think, what we believe, but if we're open to the entirety of God's Word and what He says, His Word, which is living, will come in and separate out the good from the bad, the right from the wrong, the righteousness from the sinfulness, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit. Our spirit is what was given to us by God that gives us life. Our soul is who we are as a person, our personality, our likes and dislikes, who we are as a person. And by reading God's Word and allowing it to sink in, we can then see what is spiritual of God and what is of us. The old nature that still resides within us. And we can then see what is right, what is wrong. What does God say? We need to be honest and open to the entirety of God's Word and not just pick out Scriptures that satisfy us or suit our needs or our desires. The Word of God is also a discerner and in thought of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Scripture says that our hearts are wicked. The human heart contains so much wickedness. It's unsalvageable. Only being reborn, the new birth, changes things. He gives us a new heart, a new understanding, a new life. But there's still the old part of us there. And I spoke about this a number of weeks ago. That we must build up the new creation and starve the old person, which will eventually be done away with when we receive our new bodies. But it's still there. Our hearts, the human heart, generates all sorts of things, evil desires and is deceiving. It's so easy for us to deceive ourselves. into thinking that something is right when it's not, because we want it so bad. Or because we just think it should be, because, hey, everybody else believes it. Or everybody else is doing it. The Word of God will show us what's truly in our hearts. It will open up our understanding. But we must desire it. We must be open to the truth that the Word contains. There are some people that want to discard a lot of verses in Scripture because they don't like it. They say, well, it's outdated. Things have changed. Times have changed. We need to change with the times. The church needs to change. No. We need to get back to the basics. God doesn't change. His Word doesn't change. We're the ones that change. And hopefully we're all changing for the better. But the Word of God speaks to us. The danger, another danger involved in all of this, is that how many of us really spend a lot of time in the Word, searching the Word to find out what God is saying to us. If we're not familiar with what's in there and only look at the Bible, well, when we want to check something out or we're unsure of something, it's easy to kind of, I found this scripture, I found it, oh yeah, that's okay, but we haven't dug deep enough to see what God is saying throughout His entire Word. If we're in it every day, if we're praying every day, then God can speak to us. He can remind us of certain scriptures, of what His will is. But we must be open. We must be doing our part. God's Word is sacred. God gave it to us to use as a guide, just like the video. His Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. But what good is a light if you don't turn it on? Right? You're in darkness. What good is having the Bible sitting on your night table or on your coffee table or in the bookshelf just collecting dust? What good is it? It's like the light is out. We need to be in the Word. We need to be praying so that we don't get deceived, just like that denomination that I spoke of. And there's probably a lot of other things like that going on. But that's just something that caught my eye this past week. I say, wow, this denomination is saying that? I couldn't believe it. But yet there it is. What other things is the church being deceived about? I don't mean us, but just in general, the church of God, His body. What other ways has Satan made inroads and deceived people into thinking that a lie is the truth, or what they feel is right, or because everybody else is doing it, that it must be okay? Jesus is coming back, and we need to be ready. But we're not going to be ready if we're off believing this or that or whatever, and we're not standing on the firm ground of the Word. We're not going to be ready. If we get tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, like James speaks about, being double-minded, like a wave tossed to and fro, we don't know what to believe. We just go this way and then we go that way. The only way to be sure is to have that firm foundation in the Word of God. We're experiencing difficult days. they're going to get worse. I hate to say it. But the Word of God says, these are things that are coming. And we're seeing the beginnings of it. I watched the news and everything, and a lot of people are predicting gas is still going to get higher. There was a farmer they were interviewing. It's not just a small farm. This guy's got a big business and everything. He's saying with the price of gasoline and diesel fuel, with the price of fertilizer, it's getting scarce. Not importing it. All these things are conspiring. And he says, you're going to see, you think it's bad now, food prices? He said, wait. It's going to get a lot worse. Because all the costs that he has to endure just to produce the food, and that's going to get passed on. So it's not only him as a producer, but then you have people that have to process it. People have to deliver it. Stores have to stock it. It's going to get terrible. This is nothing unless things change drastically. But there are no signs of that right now. I don't like to say these things. I really don't. But if we're not warned, if we don't take the steps to be prepared, to make sure that we're in close relationship with God, who says that he will take care of us, you know, where is our faith? Can we truly believe what God says? Yes, we can, but do we? Will we? When times really get tough. It's bad enough now, but when things really get bad, are we going to have the faith to believe God and trust him? I hope so. I hope so. I think there are Christians out there who are going to turn away. They're just going to say, hey, I give up. Where's all the promises of God? Things are getting terrible. Well, if you read the Word of God, you'll understand that these things have been foretold. Let's not be surprised. I hate to see it coming in our lifetime, but here it is. Things are happening. There was an article in the news, too, about what the government is doing in relation to air conditioning. The current gas that you use in it now may no longer be available. You have to switch over to something else. You know, all these environmental concerns, whatever. Yeah. And it costs thousands of dollars to convert over or to get the new stuff. And even that is going to be in short supply. Things are out of control. And there's so much corruption out there. It's unbelievable. That's the world we live in. You know? We need to be pure before God. He says, be holy because I am holy. And part of that is really understanding what his word says. Yeah, there's no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Someday we're going to be called before him. Give an account of your life. Are we going to be able to say, Lord, I stood fast for you. I believed you. I trusted in you and in your word. I studied your word. I prayed with you, to you. There's going to be a lot of people that won't be able to say yes to those things. Life is not getting any easier. That's why it's so important that we be here for each other. Keep praying for each other. Keep supporting each other, encouraging one another. And yes, speaking the truth. Can't sugarcoat what the Word of God says. God is a holy God, then there's going to come a time when his wrath will be poured out upon the earth, not upon us, but upon the earth. And unfortunately, some of that is going to affect us. Like Candy was saying when she was reading, you know, God allows things to come into our lives. It's not because he doesn't love us, but he has his reasons. He wants us to be built up in faith, to be strong. He wants us to be drawn to him, and in some cases, even pushed towards him. And some of the circumstances that come into our lives do that. They propel us towards him, because there's no place else to turn, no place else to go. We need to be diligent. Diligent. And understand that there's a right way and a wrong way to use his word. So we need to be careful. Don't just look for ways to justify what you believe or what you're doing or whatever, but take in the whole word of God and you'll never go wrong. You'll be able to understand and even refute people who want to use scripture improperly. Because if you know it, if you know scripture, and you have a basic understanding of all the things that God says, I'm not saying you're going to be a Bible scholar, so to speak, a theologian, but if you have a basic understanding of all the things that God says, and if you have been immersed in the Word, you will be able to see through the false arguments and the lies and the distortions and deceptions. And you'll be able to refute the things that are coming at you to get you to believe things that are not true. Satan is a liar. And he wants to deceive every single one of you into believing things that are not true, to draw you away from Christ. What did Jesus do when he was confronted with the devil, his temptations in the desert? He quoted scripture. We need to be able to do the same. That doesn't mean you memorize the whole book. What it means is that you become familiar enough with it, that the Holy Spirit within you can bring to mind scriptures that are important to that given situation. So, study the word. Become familiar with it. Talk about it. Ask questions about it. You have questions? Even during the, whether it's joys and concerns or even during the message time, whatever. You have questions about the word? Ask them. Ask them. There's no such thing as a dumb question. Because we can all benefit. It's better to ask than to leave here still wondering, do I understand what the word says? So basically that's it. We need to handle the word with care, but we need to handle it. Read it, meditate on it, chew on it. Discuss it. It's a lifesaver. And it definitely is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Let's make sure the light is on in each one of us. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your written word. We thank you for your spoken word. We thank you for the music and the songs that proclaim your word. We thank you all the ways that we have the word available to us, Lord. Help us to understand it. Help us to be so familiar with it that we won't fall prey to the deceptions that are so prevalent in the world today. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your faithfulness. Just help us, Father. We look to you. In Jesus' name, amen.